Welcome back to Too Long Did Read It, everyone's favorite exploration, excavation, investigation into the corners, the cracks, the hidden compartments. Also, you know, like when you have like a trick wall and the whole wall comes out and there's another room back there, then there's a second trick wall, you're in a third room of Reddit.
Is it a bookshelf?
Yeah, it's like one of those fake bookshelves, yeah.
And you pull the book.
Yeah. But then what's shocking is that you have to do it a second time.
What books are it? Okay, everything's fine. What books are it?
The one that you pull is the Book of Mormon.
The Book of Mormon. Yeah. Okay.
I don't know why. I was going to say the Bible, but then I.
Yeah.
It's the Torah.
The Torah. I wasn't.
For each different
room. Yeah, for each different room.
I wasn't allowed to post this on the internet because I thought people would get mad, but I was a little Mormon boy for Halloween.
Oh, yes, you were.
Did you post it on the internet?
No, on Close Friends. No, because I was like, I don't need the Mormons coming for me, especially because my little name tag said Elder Brigham Hung.
God, you really love a pun.
I do.
So let's start with a new subreddit, I think. Am I overreacting?
Probably.
Which I feel like could have been the title of a memoir that followed me from 15 to 28.
Absolutely. But here's the thing is that I think yours, the answer would be no, I'm not overreacting, because you're like, oh my God, am I a monster? And it's like a very normal human interaction. And I would be like, am I overreacting? And I would come away from it being like, no, I probably could have been worse, actually.
Okay, so OP writes, am I overreacting or is my gut correct? Background information. My husband, 39, worked at a bank and had a core group of work friends who transitioned to outside of work friends. That's the dream. There were three girls and two guys. He ended up hooking up with one of the girls before he and I had ever met and had a short relationship, maybe 3 months with her. Things fizzled between them. He got another job, and now he only ever talks to and remains friends with one of the girls in the past group. Her name is Katie, and she is not the one he hooked up with. Anyways, Katie and my husband are best friends. They talk every single day, and I don't mind at all. Their communications are clearly just friendly, and there is no flirting. Katie is engaged to a really nice guy.
Aww.
Anyway, we all get along really nicely. We have hung out as couples maybe 6 times in total. I notice that every time we hang out, she mentions the name Brandy and always gives a life update to my husband on her. When she does, she looks directly at me. I assumed it was just to include me in the conversation. I never thought to ask because honestly, I just didn't care. I just took note in my brain. We were just with them this past weekend and she mentions Brandy like usual again. This time, she sort of was talking about Brandy's sex life, and it just seemed very pointed when she was looking at me like normal. My husband just shook his head and never followed up with any questions. Anyway, on our way home that night, I just asked my husband why Katie brings up this Brandy person to us every time and who she was. Turns out, Brandy is the girl he used to hook up with / have a relationship with. Instantly, alarm bells went off for me. I asked him if Katie ever brings Brandy up when they talk daily or if she only does when I'm around. He said no, they never talk about her privately. I also realized she never gives updates on anyone else in the group to him either, and I asked him if she ever mentions them in texts either, and he said no. I feel like Katie is trying to start some drama in my marriage for some reason. Like she might be bringing her up in a sexual way and trying to entice my husband or make me jealous or something. I'm not sure, but it rubbed me the wrong way. It's not like it's just here and there, but every time we hang out with them as a couple. If it was me and I wanted to update my best friend about his ex, I'd just text him. But she's deliberately only speaking about her when I'm around, and it's as if she's talking directly to me. I'm starting to question if she's actually as nice as she lets on to be. I could care less about Brandy. My husband loves me, and I love him, and I'm certain there is no communication between them or anything of that nature. She's not a problem at all, but I'm starting to wonder if his best friend Katie may be. Women, because you understand the minds of other women. She's 23 and still young and in that manipulative era. Thoughts.
I'm sorry, your husband?
Your 39-year-old husband's
best friend is a 23-year-old girl?
That's the problem.
Nope. Also, two things. One, it's sort of irrelevant if what Katie means by this. You can just tell her, hey, don't bring up Brandy. I don't like it. that's totally reasonable, or have your husband do that. Like, it doesn't matter what Katie's motivation are. It just matters how you feel. And then two, I wonder if Katie's just like a gossip and is like, oh, this is a person you slept with rather than the other three guys. So let me just, I love to gossip. Let me just gossip.
But why is she poignantly doing it when the wife is there?
And making direct eye contact.
Yeah, like Katie is a shit stirrer.
Yeah. That's what I mean. Like a gossip. But I guess a gossip is different than a shit stirrer. Yeah, she's a shit stirrer. She's like 23.
That's so weird to
me. That's so weird.
That a 39-year-old man is texting a 23-year-old girl every day.
Yeah, I think the husband should not, this is what some person says, the husband should not bring Brandy's name into any conversation. He should just be like, I literally don't care what she's up to.
Well, no, so I think someone said that he should tell Katie not to bring Brandy up anymore.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he should tell Katie, like, I don't really even care what Brandy's up to. I truly don't.
Yeah.
Like, when someone tells me, like, oh, did this, I'm like, I don't care.
Oh.
Like, don't, oh, well, if you if you see something outrageous, I would love to know. But other than that, it's like, I don't really care what they're up to.
No, yeah. So, yeah, I think that the husband needs to tell Katie offline, not in front of the wife. Hey, mm-hmm. like, I don't need to hear about Brandy anymore.
Also, the husband doesn't need to be friends with Katie.
Well, okay, so someone said, your husband being besties with someone 16 years his junior is weird to me. And the OP writes, I also thought this when we first started dating. Like, what is he, some type of predator or what? LOL. But once I saw how they interact and how he interacts with everyone, really, it eased my mind. I also started thinking about my work friends and people I click with, and I work with mostly men, lift truck business, and most of them are in their 50s. I'm 34, and I realize I'm really the same way, just the younger one in the situation. We all go out for a beer here and there, with spouses included, too. Totally get the concern and weirdness from an outside perspective, though. And then someone wrote, 50 and 34 have a lot more in common than 39 and 23. Katie is not a friend. Friends do not cause unnecessary drama in their friend's marriage.
Right, but is the OP sitting and texting and talking about sex lives with the 50-year-old drivers? Probably not.
I don't know. I feel like maybe she's getting some good stories.
I think it doesn't even matter what Katie's deal is or what the husband's relationship is with Katie. Like, he can just nip this in the bud. He can just be like, don't talk about Brandy in front of me or my wife. Like, don't even talk about Brandy to me at all. He could even just be like, I don't really care and I don't like it, so don't do it. If someone's your friend and you say, I don't like it, don't do it, they'll just not do it.
Well, that's a good test, right? If he makes that ask and then she doesn't listen, then we know she's up to stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's like, okay, this is a real shit stir versus someone who's just like maybe more of a gossip or whatever.
They're saying under no circumstances should a 39-year-old guy be besties with a 23-year-old girl.
Yeah. I mean, even if they were the same sex, like, that's a very different time in your life. Like, it's a big age difference.
Why not ask her why she does it? Yeah, why not? I love that. I love, why would you do that? That's so funny to me. Why would you say that?
Why would you say that? That's a great comeback. It's, why would you say that? That's what we should always say when someone says something mean to us.
Yeah.
Except people would just be like, because I'm trying to help.
I wonder if Katie is trying to warn you about Brandy and your husband. Your husband is lying. Maybe she's trying to warn you.
That could be it too.
Wow. We never even thought of that.
Why is she sending some fucking carrier pigeon?
What just if like- Katie's the hero in this story?
Yep.
That's shocking. Especially with the direct eye contact. Uh-huh. Oh.
That could be it.
That's
too
interesting. Maybe she should corner Katie in the bathroom and be like, is anything going on with, I notice you keep bringing up Brandy. Is anything going on with them?
Or maybe become Katie's friend more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe, oh my God. I was thinking maybe he has a kid with Brandy the OP doesn't know about.
Oh my God.
Gag. I don't understand the manipulative era dig, since people of any age can and do act this way. That's true.
Yeah.
It's not an excuse.
Oh, like 20. Well, I feel like I like would stir shit up more when I was younger than I would now.
I stir shit up more now.
You become more of a shit stirrer. Mm-hmm. When you don't really do that with us.
Yeah. There's no need to.
I'll take it.
Like, what am I going to stir up? I have to make something up.
For the plot, baby.
Yeah, you could really be pitting me and Gabe against each other.
Maybe I am.
Because I actually really like hearing the perspective of, like, a woman who's not concerned about her husband having a female friend. Totally. Like, that's very relatable to me. That's my life. But there is this, like, it is annoying that there is, like, well, two weird suspicious elements, the Brandy and the age thing. Like, yeah. On Love is Blind, when Jimmy's, like, first introduction for Chelsea for his friends were two women he's only been friends with for 2 years, I was like, this is very weird.
Yeah, I thought he's hooked up with one of them for sure.
Yeah, he did.
I mean, look, gay people, it's sort of like, I was at Disney with Alex. The guy Alex is also hooking up with, also that I've hooked up with, Alex's ex, that ex's new partner, and a guy who used to hook up with the other guy that we hook up with. I was in line looking at all of us going, everyone here has fucked each other.
And that's what Disney's all about.
Yeah. I'm sure they should put it on a shirt.
It was unbelievable. I was like, gay people are so like this.
Well, speaking of age, my other subreddit is the subreddit Older Than You Think I Am.
I got to join this.
And it's entitled Bouncer Destroyed My ID. Back in my mid-30s, I went to a bar in a college town. I know, big mistake. The guy at the door looked at me and the ID and said, you're too young, and took the ID. Okay, I'll go to another place who know me. I politely asked for my ID back. He said, not gonna happen because it's fake. No, seriously, I need my license. Nope, he proceeds to cut it in half. Okay, now I'm beyond pissed. Now I can't drive home. I call the police because I was done and ask the bouncer to get his manager, of which he refuses. I let him do his job until the police arrive, then barge back up to him for the pieces of the license and his manager, not caring that there is a line. I ask the police to run my license. Oh boy, the look on his face when they found out I was in my mid-30s. The manager was kind of confused about what was going on, but when he understood, he offered me the price to get a new license. I asked for time too, retail, so not too bad really. He gave me a gift card for the trouble.
Mm-hmm.
I found out from the police that the city had a bounty on fake ID, so that's why the bouncer was being an asshat. I never went back, and I still have the card somewhere.
What is a bounty on IDs?
Like, if you like catch a fake ID, you get a reward.
Mm-hmm.
So he's trying to like catch fake IDs for his own monetary gain.
But don't most bars and clubs, when they have a bouncer out front checking IDs, don't they have a little scanner thing where they can check if it's
now they do
not?
But this was years ago.
I mean, they had it when I was in, how long ago was this? Because they had it when I would go out in college.
Oh, I never saw that.
I think it depends on the place.
They said at a casino, if you're handed an ID and the guest requests to hand it back, they're required to give it back. And then this person said, in Alaska, people selling liquor are legally obligated to confiscate fake IDs.
Mm.
Interesting. I used to give Cheyenne's friends my like expired driver's licenses when they were in college. Is there a statute of limitations on that?
Yeah, I used my sister's ID to get into a bar once, and then like the bartender like looked at me and like called me over, or like the owner or something, and was like, how old are you really? And I was like, and then he like gave me a shot. Like, he just wanted to know for his own.
Somebody one time, I had a fake ID, and the guy one time when I was at the door, he said, what song did you, or what was your graduation song? Because it was like 1985 was the the year that I was born. And I like quick. And then I gave one that was like accurate. And so he was like, okay.
What's a graduation song?
Like, you know, like the song that was like for your class, year, like yeah, your class, like your graduation song or whatever.
I don't think we had one of those.
It could be like any. It could be like Closing Time by Semisonic, or it could be like the Vitamin C graduation song. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. Ours was something that I was like, this is dumb. I forgot what it was, but it had nothing to do with like graduating or moving on in your life. I was like, this is the dumbest song.
That is so weird. But I guess like I was like having to choose a song from that year. Like I was like, got it. And one time someone did say, what sign are you? Because it's ID. And I was like, Leo. Like I knew it. Whew. Thank God being gay helps.
One time I was using my friend and she is probably 5 inches taller than me. And the mistake was I went in with another friend that was around my same height, and they had their actual ID.
Oh no.
And so, yeah, then they kicked us out.
Work.
Do you think that we'll ever change the drinking age back to 18 in this country?
They should.
No.
I don't think they will.
Yeah, they really should, though.
There's a lot of things in this country that I feel like are higher priorities than yes, need to be.
I wonder if it would kickstart the economy, though. Because then they would,
said
like,
the same thing like about weed, and it's not legalized.
It didn't.
Everywhere.
You're right. It didn't really do anything. I mean, well, this is, remember,
well,
your,
how do you know it didn't do anything?
No, I
economically.
I mean,
I'm thinking some states it did.
Yeah, I'm not talking about economically. I'm saying it didn't happen everywhere.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's not.
I mean,
national.
You, Allison, do you still believe that there should be more restrictions on alcohol than on weed?
I've never said that.
Yes, you did.
Oh, I think that part of why we have an unhealthy relationship to alcohol in this country is because of how high the drinking age is. Because it causes college kids to binge drink and to drink in private and to, like, be secretive and weird about it. And
yeah.
If it was just legal when people got to college, I think people wouldn't develop as unhealthy habits.
Yeah, I agree. That. That's smart.
With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let me tell you all about MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or use their voice-to-text feature. And MyLifeInABook.com compiles all her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, and the challenges she overcame. This book becomes a legacy, something you and future generations can treasure forever. Your mom's given you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. Right before I found out about this project, my mom made an offhand comment about wanting to write a memoir because she had such a wild childhood and there are all these things she's never really talked to us about. But asking someone to sit down and write a memoir is kind of daunting. So then I got her MyLifeInABook.com, and now she's getting prompts to answer on a weekly basis, and it's a lot easier than just undertaking an entire memoir. I'm so excited to see what my mom does with MyLifeInABook.com because she's someone who doesn't always feel comfortable just sharing about herself, but having these prompts and knowing that I really want to hear her answers is going to inspire her to probably share more with me about her life and her upbringing than I've ever been shared with before. So I'm so excited for that. Check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code JUSTBETWEENUS at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's MyLifeInABook.com. Use code JUSTBETWEENUS for 10% off today.
Has dealing with stress and trying to get more focused a New Year's resolution you haven't cracked yet or don't really know how to fix? I have a lot of trouble staying focused, and I also get super stressed out, and I think that not being able to stay focused really dovetails with that. So if there was a way for me to keep my focus that didn't also cause my brain to get so scattered with stress, I would love to be able to fix it. I sometimes can't focus on the task at hand because I'm so busy realizing that there are things I need to do on the Just Between Us Instagram account. So I'll be like fully writing something and all of a sudden my brain will go, oh, JBU Instagram, have to post on social media. Truvaga is a handheld product that stimulates the vagus nerve to improve overall health and wellness. Stimulating the vagus nerve with Truvaga helps to balance and strengthen the nervous system, which reduces stress, increases focus, improves mood, and improves sleep. Truvaga is owned by ElectroCore and uses its patented technology for overall health and wellness benefits. Its utilized technology is the most clinically studied and tested vagus nerve therapy available. Customizable sessions are only 2 minutes long. Recommended usage is one session in the morning and one at night. Truvaga comes programmed with 350 sessions, which, if used twice a day, will last approximately 6 months. It's drug-free and easy-to-use therapy to help improve your health. No app or phone is required. We offer free standard shipping, payment plan options, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. It's only available in the U.S. at this time. Visit Truvaga.com, Truvaga.com, and enter promo code JUSTBETWEENUS to enhance your wellness journey, support this podcast, and receive $15 off. That's Truvaga.com. Check out promo code JUSTBETWEENUS.
Hi, everyone. Allison here. Anyone who knows me well knows that I love to read. I am always looking for new books, and that is why I am so excited that this episode is sponsored by Book of the Month. Book of the Month's mission is to help readers discover new books they love and to promote the work of emerging authors. It was so fun for me to get to pick which book I wanted to read this month and have it shipped right to my door. Book of the Month makes it easy to decide which book to read next. Each month, the editorial team reads through hundreds of new titles. They pick some of the best new books for you to choose from. All the books are good, so you can't go wrong. Every aspect of the Book of the Month experience is designed to be fun and special for readers. They have a highly anticipated release at the beginning of each month. Books are delivered in this really adorable bright blue box, and there's a fun app to help you pick your book and track your reading process. They also offer great values on new release hardcover fiction. It's much cheaper than other options. Shipping is always free, and with a loyalty program, you get rewards and even lower prices the longer you stay as a member. My first book from Book of the Month was The Husbands by Holly Gramazio. I am tearing through this book. It is so fun. It's basically about this woman who one day comes home and there's a husband in her apartment, and she's like, "Where did you come from?" And then she figures out that every time her new husband goes into the attic, a new husband comes out, and she's like shuffling through all these different husbands from the attic trying to figure out which one is the best. It is right up my alley, and I love it so much. So if you want to take part in Book of the Month and have a brand new book shipped right to your door every single month, go to bookofthemonth.com and get your first book for $5 with code PETALS. That's $5 off with code PETALS. I cannot recommend this enough.
This is a real themed episode because now we're going to move into the subreddit Gen Z.
Okay.
All really age and generational based. So this is a little meme, you all listen. So I will describe this meme to you. It's entitled, "Do Gen Z Guys Experience This?" And then it's a photo of a very sad looking man. And it says, "Dating advice for men. You need to work on yourself. You need to become more confident. You need new hobbies. You need to get in better shape." And then it's a photo of a very happy woman. And it says, "Dating advice for women. Never settle. You're perfect the way you are. Don't change for anyone. Never lower your standards."
Who's saying that to men?
Literally. Like, here's the thing. Men are saying that to men. So I'm in these subreddits about, like, you know, men bettering themselves and stuff. And, or I've seen them because they're advertised to me now as a dude. And that men are saying this to other men. Nowhere on these sites or subreddits have I seen women say this to men. It is other men, like women, like men will write in and say, "Why don't I have a girlfriend? I can't find a girlfriend. I can't date. Like, I'm so sad." And the guys will tell each other these things.
What, like be more confident, get hobbies?
Yeah. And like work out. Like all the time, the guys will respond to other guys and say, "Just get buff. Like focus on yourself and get buff," whatever. Right. And then if you actually spoke to women about who they're interested in and what they want, and you, cause like men give each other advice about how to be attractive to other men, but they're not giving them advice about how to be attractive to women. So like for me, I want this type of person. Like someone made a video that was, the Jeremy Allen White Calvin Klein ad, and then it was like a chubby hairy guy doing the exact same ad, and I was like, "The second one, please." Like it's so much more about, like, you ask women what they find attractive, they tell you, and then you say, "That's a bitch boy."
Yeah.
Like you're like, "Oh, you guys just are attracted to Timothée Chalamet, who's like a skinny little whatever weirdo." Like, and it's like, okay, yeah, then maybe take that under advisement. Like, maybe we want a baby girl. Maybe we want like a, you know what I mean? Like, why? I guess I'm not a woman, but you know what I mean? Like, why is it like we'll only listen to what men think is attractive about other men? And then when women tell you, that woman is like insane.
Yeah, that's what they say. Like, a lot of men write their dating profiles for other men.
Absolutely. Oh, really? Yeah. Absolutely.
Like, with what kind of stuff?
Like holding a fish, like what woman cares about that?
Exactly.
Or posing in front of a car.
Or doing
this. Or doing, like, yeah, flexing.
Arm flexing, yeah.
Yeah.
it comes back to sexism and that like women don't know what's good for them.
Oh, exactly.
Right? Like mm-hmm. men know what makes a real man more than women.
Yeah. But also, I think that this makes sense because women historically are told by everything around them that they are pieces of shit. They need to be look a certain way. They need to act a certain way. And men reinforce that. Women, I don't think, reinforce that as much towards men. And you can come for me. But I think men reinforce that towards women. Women are like, ooh, I want to like kiss Timothy Chalamet. Or like, I'm attracted to like a little weirdo. And then men are like, Sydney Sweeney, please. Like,
I don't get your point.
Hey guys, this is who we're saying that we like. And they don't follow like traditional buff beauty standards. Okay. But men are like, hey girls, this is who we like. She looks like Marilyn Monroe. Like the men are the ones being like, actually you need to look like this.
Mm. I mean, I think the idea that women don't have pressure on them to be a certain way to get a partner is absolutely absurd.
Absurd.
Which is one commenter said, yeah, as a fat woman, this is complete BS. I've been told plenty of times all the ways I need to change myself from losing weight to going out more, where I don't fucking know, and everything in between. Men and women both have it rough in the current dating market, but let's stop trying to make this the oppression Olympics.
Totally.
I love the point of I don't know where to go. When someone tells you to go out more, I relate to that on such a deep level. Like,
I agree that everybody could do this stuff, though. Like, not like getting in shape or whatever, but like becoming confident, working on your skills of like being able to talk to people more, being a little bit more social. Also, like getting a hobby. Like, why not? Like, join a book club. Join a, you know, whatever you're able to do. Like, it's not a bad thing to talk to more people. Mm-hmm. Sure. That's how you meet more people that are similar to you and to date them.
Yeah.
Go for it.
So everyone needs to change, not just men.
Man, that's the thesis.
I'm kidding. Yeah.
It's also not comparable. Don't change for anyone means don't change like your personality and become like more, you know, subservient or become meeker or something. Change your personality to what men want. But then telling men like, why don't you get a hobby? That's not equivalent. Mm-hmm. Anyone could get a hobby.
I've been trying for years though.
You have hobbies.
What?
You like to paint?
Read.
I don't really like it though.
You're a reader. You love to read.
You love reading. That is a hobby.
That's my one hobby.
You're very dedicated to that hobby. That's like a great hobby.
I was reading this book and it's from multiple points of view and from one of the characters' points of view. There's no punctuation. There's no periods.
What book is it?
The Bee Sting. Why would you do that to me? It's very hard to read a book with no periods.
Maybe you should listen to that part.
Oh.
Wait.
Well, actually, my mom is now going to read that book for book group. And so she was like, because we share a Kindle account. And I was like, why don't you just read it and I'll come back to it. And that's how I realized I wasn't really liking the book because it didn't make me sad to have to give it up.
It's called The Bee Sting or it's called The Bee Sting? Like a bee stung you or the beast from Beauty and the Bee Sting?
A bee, B-E-E.
A bee sting.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought you said the bee sting too.
Yeah, the bee sting.
The beast sting?
Bee sting.
Bee sting. Like B-E-A-S-T-I-N-G.
No. Bee as in like a little honey bee and then sting like ouch.
Okay.
Well, this is giving the rural juror.
The what?
Like in 30 Rock where she's like in a movie and Jenna's in a movie and nobody can guess like what movie it is because she keeps saying the rural juror. And they're like the rurger, and it ends up being the rural juror.
Oh.
The rurger. Yeah, no.
The bee sting.
Bee sting. We both thought that.
Yeah.
That sounds more interesting. But yeah, it's like very confusing. And it's like, why are you doing this? Just like as a fun gimmick? It's making it hard for me to understand what you're writing. But now I'm taking a pause while my mother reads it for book group.
You saw American Fiction, right?
Oh, yeah.
We all saw it.
Yeah. The part where Issa Rae is reading her book.
I loved that movie so
I really
much.
Liked it as well.
Yeah. Oh, so here's a question I have. What do you think it means when people say don't settle? What does settle mean to you?
Ugh, Melissa, I'm going to take this one.
I think it means just being with someone to be with someone instead of someone you actually want to be with.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know anything about that.
Yeah.
Has dealing with stress and trying to get more focused a New Year's resolution you haven't cracked yet or don't really know how to fix? I have a lot of trouble staying focused, and I also get super stressed out, and I think that not being able to stay focused really dovetails with that. So if there was a way for me to keep my focus that didn't also cause my brain to get so scattered with stress, I would love to be able to fix it. I sometimes can't focus on the task at hand because I'm so busy realizing that there are things I need to do on the Just Between Us Instagram account. So I'll be like fully writing something and all of a sudden my brain will go, JBU Instagram, have to post on social media. Truvaga is a handheld product that stimulates the vagus nerve to improve overall health and wellness. Stimulating the vagus nerve with Truvaga helps to balance and strengthen the nervous system, which reduces stress, increases focus, improves mood, and improves sleep. Truvaga is owned by ElectroCore and uses its patented technology for overall health and wellness benefits. Its utilized technology is the most clinically studied and tested vagus nerve therapy available. Customizable sessions are only 2 minutes long. Recommended usage is one session in the morning and one at night. Truvaga comes programmed with 350 sessions, which, if used twice a day, will last approximately 6 months. It's drug-free and easy-to-use therapy to help improve your health. No app or phone is required. We offer free standard shipping, payment plan options, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. It's only available in the U.S. at this time. Visit Truvaga.com, T-R-U-V-A-G-A.com, and enter promo code JUSTBETWEENUS to enhance your wellness journey, support this podcast, and receive $15 off. That's Truvaga.com. Check out promo code JUSTBETWEENUS. Okay, let's see. So I actually did Unexplained. And let's do one of those.
What's that mean?
Are unexplained. It's things that are unexplained. Okay? So it doesn't really explain it in the community. It just says, check out the companion podcast Unexplained online. So they didn't really explain Unexplained. Oh.
Maybe it's a subreddit for a podcast.
No, it's a subreddit for like things, unexplained stories, like things that are unexplained. But you know what? It makes sense that they didn't explain under the community tab. You got me there. Okay. So this is a post. Voice we use to narrate our dog's thoughts comes out of nowhere. I've literally never been able to wrap my head around this event. Hopefully someone here can help me make sense of it or explain in a logical way. This took place a little over 3 years ago when my husband and I had our first baby. It was just the three of us in the house with two dogs. We were fighting and pushing each other away frequently because of the new baby change. We have always been those people that give their dogs voices and narrate for them. Older dog had a deep, rough voice. Younger dog had a high-pitched, very distinct voice. One night, probably at 1 a.m. or 2 a.m., we were in the baby's room trying to figure out how to get her to stop crying and getting more and more frustrated with each other. We had been awake for a little while, and we were both very much awake. Her room was at the end of the hall. We were both ready to blow up at each other, and this is not verbatim. I say something along the lines of, just go. I'm fine. I'll deal with her. He takes me up on the offer and walks out of the room down the hall to the living room. I didn't really want to deal with her on my own. I was just spiraling, but I remember not wanting to admit it. Then I swear I hear from the hall in our younger dog's very distinct high-pitched voice we use, something like, she didn't mean it. I wasn't sure I heard correctly, so I picked up the baby, walked out of the bedroom, and saw my husband walking back down the hallway. I asked what he just said, and he said he didn't say anything. He heard me say something in the dog's voice. Turns out he was in our living room and heard from the hallway, too, something like she didn't mean it, in our dog's narrated voice. So we were both kind of on opposite sides of the house and hear the same thing in the same voice coming from the area of the house in between us. And it was loud enough to be heard over the baby crying. It was wild and kind of terrifying. For a few weeks after, I was afraid we had someone living in the walls. I will say, though, that at least for that night, it was so weird that we both stopped fighting. Like, it reset us. TLDR, I told my husband to go away while the baby was crying, and we both heard our dog call me out saying I didn't mean it in a voice we both specifically used to narrate his thoughts, but neither of us said it. Dun, dun, dun.
Two things are happening here.
Carbon monoxide poisoning?
No, neither. They both knew that she didn't mean it and they just felt it in their hearts and thought that's what happened.
Oh.
Oh, I like that.
Or two, they both briefly became Dr. Doolittle. And then they lost it because they talked about it.
Oh, you're not allowed to talk about it?
I don't know.
Interesting.
That makes sense. I believe that about magic powers.
I think that she dissociated and said it.
That's what someone said. That's what someone said. Could you have been so tired that you said it automatically but didn't register? Could it have come through for him through the baby monitor?
Oh.
How big is this house? I think she just said it and doesn't remember saying it.
But she said she instead of I.
Well, yeah, because she was being the dog.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
An angel is helping you guys. Dog is God spell backwards. Okay.
Oh, my God. Word. I've never realized that before.
The stun looked on your face.
It's unbelievable.
It is worth subscribing to the Patreon just so you can see that happening on wow. Allison's face.
My dogs are my gods.
Yeah.
That's amazing. I love them so much.
I know. That's why I read this, because I thought you would want to hear about a dog story.
We don't give the dogs voices, but we do. They do have human names. Have I told you their human names?
What? Okay. Phantom is Sugar's boss.
No, that's in the world. That's when they're.
Who was it? Sergeant Woof Woof?
Detective Woof Woof and Sergeant Bow Wow.
Okay.
But then their human names. Phantom is Reginald.
Never heard this before.
And then Sugar is Samantha.
I was going to say Susan.
So. Yeah, wow. Samantha really works though,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
She's a total Samantha.
Yeah. She's like, it's so funny because Samantha is the American Girl doll that I feel you resemble.
That's true.
So it's all coming together.
Oh my God. In the middle of the night, or like early this morning, Sugar came up to like be near me and like snuggle me kind of. And then for a little bit of time, I couldn't sleep like this. So I had to move eventually, but I stayed for a while. She had her head on my neck.
That's really sweet.
Like her head was sleeping on my neck.
Beans does that
and
a lot.
And I could just hear her go.
Yeah, Beans does that and it's very sweet.
Okay, well Sugar never does that. And so it was incredibly thrilling. I almost wanted to wake John up to tell him about it.
Did you take a picture?
No, because it was so dark. Mm. And I didn't want to spook her.
Would you rather have a dog that wants to crawl inside your body like Beans does?
Yeah, but I have Phantom.
That's true. But I'm just saying, you like that? Like you would want, sometimes I'm like, Beans, it's enough.
No, I love it.
Yeah, I love him, but I'm like, do we need to be touching at all times? Do we really need to?
I do, personally. They're my gods. They're my religion. Okay, I think it's time for Reddit or not. It's Gabe's turn, so try to blow us away with your suggestion.
My suggestion is a birthday party for a pet snail.
Snail?
Yeah, snail. Birthday party for a pet snail.
Those were popular at one point.
Pet snails? During the
pandemic, I feel like people were getting into that.
Oh, yeah. I wanted a sugar glider so bad. So bad when I was a kid.
But that's more like a squirrel.
It's a squirrel, yeah.
It's not related to a snail.
No, but it's a pet you like is probably illegal.
I don't know if it's illegal.
I think it was because my friends that had it, it was like they got it from like an exotic pet dealer.
Your friend had a sugar glider?
I had two friends and they were already friends with each other and I met them at space camp and they both had sugar gliders. And I'll beg my parents, please, please, can I get a sugar glider like my two friends? But they're, you know what? It's interesting. My parents, what was their line was drawn at exotic pet dealer? That's the arbitrary line they've drawn at criminal behavior? Really?
Those are the kind that can jump and fly to you, right?
Yes.
Oh, God, I'd kill for that.
And they're so cute. What?
Did you find it?
Yeah. I found a few.
A bunch of birthday parties for snails.
So funny.
There's a subreddit called Snails. And
people that have them as pets.
Yes. And someone posted their snail and it says, it was Lightning McQueen's birthday this week, so I had to post a quick video of him. He got two new vines to climb on to get further away from the tank mates.
How long do snails live?
No clue.
I guess long enough to have a birthday.
And then somebody's got happy first birthday to my giant African land snails.
I like that his name is Lightning McQueen. That's really funny.
It's important to have clever names for your snails.
Absolutely. Wow. And so are they wearing birthday hats or something? Do they get birthday gifts? Birthday?
Oh, this snail got a cake.
Yeah. This is Gary.
Of course.
And celebrate it with a cake.
And what is that cake made of?
It looks like lettuce, a little flour.
I don't know
what the stuff is in the middle.
Yeah.
I would be so scared of crushing it. Like, I would be so worried about crushing the snail.
Here's my number one pet that I want to have that I'm not allowed to.
Go on.
Raccoon.
Yeah.
Oh, followed closely, neck and neck with a possum.
Yeah.
I love possums.
I know. In the United States, sugar gliders are legal in 47 of the 48 contiguous states. California is the only place they are illegal.
Really?
Yes.
So that must mean they should be illegal and no one else is behaving.
Mm-hmm. Pennsylvania, they're only legal as house pets, but not breeders, not with breeders. Oh, man. So they were legal in Florida. My parents lied. You could have gotten it.
Wow. Your parents lied?
They're so cute. You've seen pictures of them, right?
Yeah.
This whole show just turns into us showing each other pictures of cute rodents.
Yeah. And
that's
as it
the
should.
Whole show.
Oh, wow. What another amazing episode.
I do want to show this picture, too. It's a legit party of snails. They're having a party. There's multiple snails.
Are they on top of each other? Yeah.
Is it there's a sex party?
One, two, three. There's at least three there.
Wow.
Is it? Maybe
did you find out how party? Long they live?
I didn't. No, that wasn't. That was not the task.
Oh, you're right. I'm sorry. Well, thank you all so much for joining us on this wild adventure. We will be back next Wednesday with another full episode of Just Between Us. And you can access all four of our ad-free episodes on Patreon at patreon.com/justbetweenus. And you will also get an exclusive video once a month for only $3. That's four ad-free episodes plus one exclusive video for $3. So head on over.
And I'll talk shit in that video. I don't care.
Oh, yeah. We're going to get wild.
We'll get wild. We'll get reckless.
We should just be wasted in every exclusive video.
Incredible. High as shit. Super drunk. Love it.
And snails typically live 2 to 5 years.
Wow. That's so long.
If you have them like, that's in the wild. If you have them as like pets, they can be 15 to 25 years.
What?
Okay. Work.
Wow. Life comes at you. Fast, but also slow when you're a snail.
That's what you do.
But does it like come at you fast?
You go slow through
you
it.
You go slow through fast life.
Yeah.
Guys. Oh my God. Moving Yay. Slow through a fast highway.
Just Between Us is a Gallison production hosted by me, Allison Raskin.
And me, Gabe Dunn.
Produced by Melissa D. Montz and Diamond Imprint Productions.
Edited by Coco Lorenz.
And production assistance by Melanie D. Watson.
Brendan Burns composed our killer theme music.
Join our Patreon to watch full episodes and listen ad-free. The link is in the description.
And make sure to follow us on TikTok, Instagram, Discord, and Reddit.